Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice pass inside to Hart. Couple of fakes, left the layup, won't go, gets his rebound. Back to Shamet, tries another three, puts it in! Back-to-back threes for Landry Shamet off another offensive rebound. And the Knicks lead by three.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk about that game. We're going to talk about the play that I know that everyone is keying in on. But I wanted to play that Shamet three-pointer because, as you just heard, was that Mike Breen? As you just heard, Shamet had two clutch three-pointers down the stretch that ended up really making the difference in that game. But it feels like it's the same thing with the Stars game. It feels like everything else that happened in the previous 59 minutes and 59 seconds almost feels irrelevant because all people want to talk about is the last 1 second, or if you want to make it the last 3 seconds. That's what people have cued in on, because it feels like the Mavericks lost in remarkably similar, if not the exact same fashion as the Stars the night before.
Yeah, it could have tied the game.
Sure.
All these.
It was in the final seconds.
Yeah, it was. And there's no guarantee you're winning. Like, with the Stars, points are a difference there, right?
Sure.
Like, that's a point in your record.
Yes.
There's no guarantee you're getting a win or a point at all if you go into overtime in the NBA.
That is absolutely right.
But that's definitely, it's one of those, it's frustrating because you're like, and the fact that, like, it's a questionable call.
Yeah.
How many people yesterday were saying the goalie sold? He flopped and all that stuff. He sold. And then on this, did the defender not do the same thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, it was a hook, but he also sold as he was going along with it. So those two eerily similar things definitely stand out as well. It's how many people are both Mavs and Stars fans out there? 877-881-1053.
You know, that is a great question. I have always wondered that as well, because, like,
I just assume everybody's like us a lot of times,
and you, like, love all
I love our DFW
and,
yeah, sports teams, and then I love sports, so I will pick plays and things that, and players that I recognize and like and stuff. But I do wonder if there's a big divide and they're like, I don't watch that or I don't watch that. But if you want to go back and watch, if you're not a fan of both, go back and watch these moments specifically. You're going to agree.
Man, I haven't seen it yet, but I bet somebody can put together a side-by-side that shows, like, the similarities with the timing,
yes,
and everything like that.
Yes.
Plus, do you ever assume that people, of course, they like both of those teams. They play in the same building. Now, I know they hate each other now, but, like, that's something that crossed my mind as well. But here's, like, and we'll play the play in just a second, but here's some of the nuance that gets lost because of that. Those two Shamit three-pointers in the last minute and how many ever seconds it was. The first one was off of a Mavericks turnover.
Yep.
The second one was off of a missed rebound, and so the Knicks picked up an offensive rebound. So it is easier to talk about, oh, the refs and this and that, but, like, don't turn the ball over or maybe get the rebound yourself and don't give up another offensive rebound. Maybe those 6 points don't go on the board and you don't find yourself in that hole to begin with, but whatever.
Where do you think the Mavericks stand right now on the season turnovers-wise?
I'll say they're seventh worst.
They're tied for last.
Oh,
16.6 turnovers per game.
Jeez Louise, that is a high number.
And Kevin, that's and the next one, 16.5, that's Golden State or Utah. Oh. Golden State's a 16.4. But
do you know who? Do you see who
the Lakers? The Lakers are 15.9. They're okay. Next up. Who leads in turnovers?
Or has the least amount of turnovers?
Boston and Oklahoma City.
What's that number?
11 and 12.
Man, so you're talking about an extra 4.5 to 5.5 turnovers per game. I know you were talking
about... Which is 8 to 10 points per game.
And especially for a team like this. Like, the Mavericks are worse than the Cowboys are right now, but you were talking about in the first segment about, like, you don't have a lot of margin for error. It feels like the Mavericks have almost no margin for error, especially on a night where Cooper Flagg missed because of an illness.
All right, let's do this real quick. I'm going to burn through this as fast as I can. Right. 10 points would not have the opener against the Spurs, 125 to 92.
Sure.
You're not winning that one. 10 points against the Wizards ties you.
Okay.
10 points against the Raptors gives you a 20-point win. 10 points against the Thunder gets the win. 10 points against the Pacers, you already won. 10 points against the Pistons, almost. Kevin, almost every single one of these games this year, if you didn't have those turnovers, that amount of turnovers in, per game, you win the game.
And if you look...
This is a team that's close. It can stay close in a lot of games, but the turnovers are killing them.
And you look at the recent stretch with Pelicans, Bucks, obviously the Clippers, that game went into overtime. Those are three games straight away that you can be like, well, maybe you could have turned that around.
And that's got to be killing Jason Kidd, because as a former point guard, he's got to hate turnovers.
Do you think PJ Washington looked the saddest yesterday about that call?
Yes.
That I did.
He just looked stunned, and he's like, that's how this season is going. You know, the turnover part of it, it's not just, I mean, it happens early in the game. I've been saying all season they look sloppy.
Yeah.
It's early in the game, but you just pointed out how late in the game those moments become a critical factor.
Right.
And Kevin, how much of that is that they don't have a point guard?
Yeah. And
I mean, Brandon Williams is good. I love Brandon Williams.
See, but here's the thing.
I feel like he's sometimes good, too.
Well, yeah, Brandon Williams is young, in terms of, if you don't want to say his age with the way the NBA's been moving, he's young in terms of his experience,
mm-hmm.
all right? Total, I don't think he's even played a combined full one season or about full one season in the NBA, because it's all been kind of segmented. So Brandon Williams, I got to admit, I think he's done a pretty good job so far. But he was never going to be the answer straight away. Like, if you don't think Cooper Flagg's going to be the answer straight away, well, guess what? Brandon Williams is probably not going to be the answer straight away. And of all the things that we've talked about, and I know I'm still getting dunked on the fan text, 877-881-1053, thanks to Bobby, in my opinions. But that's another thing that I think has got lost in this entire discussion about trading Luka, which of course is valid, but it's just their complete lack of interest in truly making a move for a point guard in the stead of Kyrie Irving. And I appreciate how D'Angelo Russell has played offensively in several games. You've seen it. And like, maybe they're going to try to trade him. Great. Let me know what that gets for you. But like, they didn't get a real point guard to take over in the stead of Kyrie Irving. If I could tell you that it wasn't going to work for Cooper Flagg, then I really feel like the actual basketball people should have known that.
From the 3-2-1, it's okay, Kevin. You may get dunked on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But you didn't get dumped. That happened to me this morning. When it comes, like, you can probably look back, too, and go, Luka had lots of turnovers.
Yeah.
But there's a real big difference there.
Compared to the number of assists versus what you're getting now.
And the simple fact that dude, like, he could make up for it with points. He could make up for it by the way he controlled the game, too. He had, and he was risky. He took risks, but most of those risks were very, like, he saw the angles nobody else could see. That is a missing feature. That's you're right, man. The big factor was, we're going to run with Kai. We've decided to build this team around Kyrie Irving because the truth was, defensively, they had a bad pairing on the court. If you had those two guys on the court, offensively, you were awesome. But defensively, you knew that you were going to get toasted. But they said, we're going to run with him. And then they had no backup plan for that. And that is frustrating, and that's why you're seeing this suffer at the moment. Now, can Cooper Flagg develop that? Can Cooper Flagg develop as a point guard guy? I don't think you want him to.
I don't know if he can just because of his size. And he is very athletic, but he's athletic for his size comparatively to if you were significantly shorter.
And so that's going to continue to be a very important piece of what they look for in the future for this team. So that's where are you reading more of these texts that are dunking on you?
No,
somebody did. Here's my favorite text so far. This chick just won $10K on the Punch Bunch game on The Price Is Right. I don't know if they intended to text that to us. It's not on behind you.
I wonder if they were trying to text that to somebody.
No, they texted it. I don't know if they were trying to send that to somebody else. Or if they just sent it to us because, hey, guys, guess what? I just want you to let you know what's going on in my life. I'm perfectly cool with those texts, too. Just little updates on what's going on out there. You're driving around. You're like, you know what? I want to update K&C on what I had for lunch. I love it.
Sure.
These things are cool. We want to know you better.
And so, like, I was reading another text, and I just don't agree with this. And that's okay if we don't agree. From the 682, you guys are blaming the player. Did y'all watch the game? Yes. Kid is terrible out of timeouts. And I think that is a discussion we can have at another time. But what they
I've been upset at many times that they haven't gotten the points out of timeouts, or defensively they've just been atrocious out of timeouts too.
But why did they run a play from Marshall out of the timeout? It resulted in a turnover. Brandon Williams and D'Lo were balling. All right, so that depends on how you define that, because I wouldn't necessarily agree with that. All three of them had a handful of turnovers last night. But if you're looking to run a play for somebody from an offensive perspective, Brandon Williams is having a horrid shooting night. It is true. D'Angelo Russell was having a fantastic shooting night, but so was Najee Marshall. And the other thing is, Najee Marshall had gotten to the line a good amount. And so I wonder if that factored in as well. This is not meant as a critique of Brandon Williams. We just went through all of that. But just that idea that Brandon Williams was like unstoppable last night, that is not the case offensively. He was struggling tremendously. So I agree more with the timeout thing than the just overarching idea of everybody who was in there to close out the game.
Okay. I feel you on that one there, too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
From the 469, I'm still lost in the forest. We warned you that that could happen. If you're able to find a way out of the forest by tomorrow, we'll be at Freebirds off of North MacArthur in Irving if you want to be able to make that happen. Now, the Mavericks lose again. Obviously, it has already been a brutal start to the season. You're ahead of the Kings and the Pelicans already fired their head coach. One of the reasons why, and I know it is early, but despite that loss, the Mavericks have been mediocre against the Eastern Conference, which is not obviously good, but mediocre. It's the West. They are 1-8 against Western Conference teams so far this year. So I realize
that's going to position them very poorly if they ever get things going.
And so I realize that you played an Eastern Conference team last night, but the fact that you've just been so terrible against the West doesn't help. And then this is probably a longer conversation for another day as well. But Mark Cuban did come out in an email to the Dallas Morning News and said, we're not going to trade Anthony Davis. We are trying to win.
And they think that Anthony Davis can help them win.
For sure. In theory, he definitely can, but
I'm curious for you. Yeah, no, he needs to be on the court.
Right. Yes.
When we talked with Jason Kidd before the season, he seemed excited about the potential of what they have. Is he going to be able to coach that thing the way he wants to? Without, like somebody said, Nembhard could be the pass first point guard when he gets healthy.
You know how I feel about that. I would like to see more of
Nembhard. Yeah, you like him a lot. It's just not having Anthony Davis on the court. He wants him out there. He wants him out there to be able to utilize that piece and show that off. They have not looked like a cohesive team at all. And I don't know how Jason Kidd's going to be able to pull that thing together.
And by the way, I did also see people texting in and being like, no, this season's going exactly the way I want it to. Look, if you look at the very top, at least as of now, the very top of the draft, it's AJ DeBonsa and then Darren Peterson, the kid out of Kansas, I'm going to say Kentucky. Those are two really good options. If you think the lottery
would go your way. You're already there.
My theory for this is almost no different than it is with the Cowboys. This season, I think the writing is on the wall, and I think you should lean into it. One of the things we were talking about, Mark Cuban, earlier is never forget, when you got Luka, you still did that wrong. You got Luka because you had to trade a first-round pick because you did not understand the concept of actually tanking, in which you could have easily gotten to the number 3 pick, even with the lottery, and not have to give up an additional asset at a time when it feels like the Mavericks have been draft pick asset poor for, I don't know, like a generation.
The 254, Benatolo for 2 years, just bought an engagement ring this morning. Shout out to the fan.
Hey!
My granddaughter's a Kilgore Rangerette. We'll be performing next Wednesday in New York City with the Rockettes. That's awesome.
And wow! That is super cool.
Somebody said, I've not hit my on any of my parlays in a while. I'm going to go look for a slump buster tonight. And there are a lot of people that are just, this is what I love, since Corey likes updates on our lives. I just set up a flooring customer with a bunch of tile, sweating like a pig now because for some reason 80 degrees in November. I love that people are doing this with us, man. This is awesome.
Except for the very last part of that text, because I've continually seen, like, this is going to be a record for November. This is going to be a record for November. I was like, come on, man.
Hey, it's going to get cold next week.
Hell yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.